This story is read by Perth and Kinross Provost Dennis Milloy. Private James Reid, service number 20448 of the 11th Battalion, the Royal Scots. James Reid, known as Jim, was born on the 16th of November 1891 in Aileth. He was the sixth of nine children born to William and Georgina Reid. At the time, the family lived at Hawken Cotter House, Aileth, where Jim's father was a farm servant. By 1901, the family had moved to Mailer Cottages, Forgandenny, and Jim, now aged nine, attended Forgandenny Public School. His father was employed as a shepherd. 10 years later, the census of 1911 shows Jim was living in Scoon as a boarder with a Mrs. Elizabeth MacDonald, who was a boarding house keeper. His occupation is recorded as car conductor with the town council. Jim enlisted into the army, the Royal Scots Lothian Regiment, at Glencorse on the 30th of January 1915. The Royal Scots Regiment was once known as the Royal Regiment of Foot and was the oldest and most senior infantry regiment. Jim was 23 years old and gave his occupation as warehouseman. Jim joined the regiment on the 3rd of February 1915, and 3 days later he was posted to the 3rd Battalion. He remained on home duties until the 8th of June, when he was mobilised and transferred to the 11th Battalion as part of the Expeditionary Force and posted to France. During June 1915, Jim and his battalion, part of the 27th Brigade, 9th Scottish Division, moved to Festubert, where they took responsibility for a section of the front line. July was spent in the trenches or in the intermediate line. On the 17th of July, they went into billets, Les Chocax. Here they spent time cleaning up, having inspections and church parades. On the 21st of July 1915, the battalion returned to the trenches, but the days were reported as quiet in the war diary. The following is an extract from the 11th Battalion, the Royal Scots War Diary of August 1915. On the 26th of August, orders were received to move to relieve the 12th Royal Scots, and they marched to Batoon, where they billeted for the night on the 27th and 28th. Company commanders and the signalling sergeant went to trenches with the commanding officer. The battalion left Batoon by companies, commencing at 2 p.m. Guides met the companies at Comran trenches and taken out about 8 p.m. Companies engaged on lighting up sap heads. Bursts of machine gun, rifle and shell fire interfered with work a little, but nevertheless good work was done. One man killed, three wounded. 28th, a quiet day. Work provided at night as before, with the same interruptions. Two men killed, 11 wounded. 29th, quiet day, night digging. 30th, quiet day. Work on front sap completed, except for minor improvements. 31st, began a support line in rear of front sap and continued improving front sap. Two killed, five wounded. James Reid died on the 31st of August 1915 as a result of wounds received. Details of how and when he received these wounds are unclear. However, it is likely he died in hospital in Batoon. For much of World War I, Batoon was comparatively free from bombardment and remained an important railway and hospital centre, as well as a corps and divisional headquarters. The 31st casualty clearing station was in the town until December 1917. Jim is buried at Batoon Town Cemetery in Plot 4, Row D, Grave 61. The cemetery contains 3,004 Commonwealth burials of World War I, 11 being unidentified. Jim was awarded the Star, the Victory, and the British War Medals. He was 23 years old. His mother eventually received his effects, which included his matchbox, stud, knives, lanyard, pouch, pipe, belt, wallet, letters, and companion disc. We will remember them.